how you write your address down. It should be very specific. Again, not using street spelled out, ST sometimes, forgetting that it's street and putting road. All of that would be a confusing citation. This is where things get ugly and are done not with intention.
Well, hello and welcome to the J. Sterling Hu Show, where we share the straight truth on how we have rapidly scaled a family law practice from zero to 25 attorneys and over $15 million in revenue. And my purpose here is to document what's working and what's not working with hopes that you can take that and you can recontextualize that for your practice and shorten your success curve. And today we're talking about marketing, my favorite topic, driving leads, driving new clients, driving growth and revenue into the law firm. And my guest is, again, my partner, Tony Carles. He's the co-founder. We started Sterling Lawyers together way back in the day, almost 10 years ago now. And Tony is currently the president of Rocket Clicks, a digital agency that focuses on law firms and several other verticals. And I've asked Tony to come back again today and talk about probably the most important channel for our digital marketing strategy, Tony, that you have authored and you've built, which is our map strategy, our map listings. So let's unpack that, dig deep into maps and talk about all things maps today and how they can help law firms gain more clients.
Let's start with the big three categories of what helps you rank in the map. One is reviews. So this one might be like touchy in this space, but reviews are extraordinarily important. Making sure you have them, making sure you respond to them. Hopefully they're positive, because if they're not, that's not going to help you. Reviews are important. So they're not directly tied to rank, but they are a great indicator of success and they drive user interaction, which is part of the user interaction piece drives one of the most important metrics for ranking, which is user metrics.
I know what that means, but let me just kind of run over that again. So we're talking about when someone goes on their little phone and they do a search for a divorce lawyer, let's say.
Yep.
They're going to see the maps up top. They'll pick a map of their area and there'll be like little red like icons to say Sterling Lawyers over here and this firm over here and that so forth. The reviews that show up there, they're highly important, but Google doesn't necessarily rank you higher because you have more reviews. But correct. What I hear you saying, Tony, is that drives user behavior and they're more likely to click. Google notices the click being more relevant and that's what it goes off of, right?
Correct. Yeah. So the user is more likely to interact with that map listing as a result of lots of reviews and high quality reviews. So it's just like searching a restaurant. If we go and search for a restaurant, the likelihood that you're going to interact with a map listing that says 1.99 stars and 500 reviews is pretty low. So you're just going to scroll right past it, yeah, just like you would if it was a law firm. So it's the same thing, but it drives user metrics. So that's one thing that's super important. Secondly, the strength of your overall website is important. That will be an indicator to Google that your site is important.
What's a strong website look like though? When you say the strength of your overall website, what does that look like?
The strength of your overall website is biggest indicators of that is how much it is cited throughout the rest of the internet. Some people call them backlinks, but how well is your site referenced throughout the internet and referenced in your industry specifically? So the more you're referenced, the more strength your website has, the less you're referenced, the less strength your website has. It's just like if you're looking up a scientific article, the more often that scientific article is referenced or your study is referenced and it's peer reviewed in different journals and the number of references it has, the more strength that study has. This similarly to the internet. So if your site is referenced throughout the internet, the more it is going to be a stronger site because Google is seeing it as a stronger site. Google has basically taken the digital architecture of a library and made it into an algorithm. So very similarly to how I just referenced with a scientific study, if it's referenced in lots of journals, it's going to be an important study. If your website is cited throughout the internet, different sites and spaces that are relevant to your industry, the more strength your website has. So okay, that's going to be, I would say, number two. Reviews, I'm going in reverse order here. So reviews is number three. Strength of your website, number two. Number one, and the most important one, and the one that's done the worst, is citations. Citation management. So citations will help number two, and a byproduct of doing it well and delivering good service, it will also drive number three.
What's the difference between citations and backlinks?
So there's overlap there. So okay, you can have a citation without a link, and you can have a citation with a link. So
okay,
I'll talk about that a little bit. So when we're talking about local citations, what we're actually talking about is something called NAP. NAP. So name, address, phone number. That consistency throughout the internet will tell Google that your business is real and it should be considered in the map. So the more often that that specific piece, the specific way you state your name. So for us, it is Sterling Lawyers, LLC, all over the internet for everything related to maps. Not Sterling Lawyers somewhere, not Sterling Lawyers, no comma, LLC, not Sterling Lawyers, one word, not sterlinglawyers.com. The name is always Sterling Lawyers, LLC. That's one piece. The address is the second one. How you write your address down. It should be very specific. Again, not using street spelled out, ST sometimes, forgetting that it's street and putting road. All of that would be a confusing citation. This is where things get ugly and are done not with intention. So doing it with intention can deliver a lot of good results. It sounds small, but it's all about optimizing for the algorithm. And number three is the phone number. Same thing. How is it cited throughout the internet? So name, address, phone number. That's a reference for Google. So when Google crawls the internet, it's gonna be categorizing this stuff and dumping it into a database. And if it can reference that name, address, phone number entity consistently, it's going to trust that that's a real business and it should be considered.
So does the phone number have to be the same?
The phone number for every location should be, the phone number for every specific location should be the same. So if you go to our website, what you'll see on sterlinglawyers.com is each location has its own separate phone number.
Okay.
But it's always the same phone number for Milwaukee, always the same phone number for Menomonee Falls, always the same number for Naperville, Illinois. They're not the same numbers across. They're the same numbers for those specific reference points.
Yeah.
So you go visit our location pages, you can see what that looks like.
So if I'm a lawyer starting off and I'm doing this work myself, and let's just say I'm on a low budget and I need to do it myself, I want to get listed in the maps as soon as possible, right? That one, my firm listed. To do that, just to hit the high points, I want to make sure that my citation, so every time my address is listed anywhere on a Find Law or whatever other citation sites are out there, and I know there's hundreds of them, I want it to be the exact same address in the exact same way, space is the same, commas the same, name the same everywhere possible, name, address, phone number. So like even my street, if my street's like East Main Street, I want it to be East spelled out Main Street every single time, no matter what.
As long as that, so like what I would do for address is go look it up in Google first and use that as your, as the address, the way the address is written.
Okay. So if Google says East as EAST and not E period, do that. Do what Google does, basically. Okay. And my phone number needs to be the same, address and my name, my firm needs to be the same everywhere. So don't include a comma sometimes and not other times. So Google sees those as different businesses, right?
They will eventually put them together.
Okay.
But it will delay your results. And this is why most people take a long time to get in the maps.
Okay.
Because they don't spell it out for Google like Google's a kindergartner. They treat Google like this super special, super advanced company. But the reality is like it's got to crawl all this information and do big data crunching to make these results out. So feed it the information super intentionally. It'll go faster. Most citation listings will give you the opportunity to put a link. So I said before, they're overlapped.
Mm-hmm.
The references online and the citations, there's overlap. So putting your website in there gives you a reference online and typically in a directory that's about law. So now you're on a page and in a category about law. So it's making your site more important for that specific space and you're getting the NAP. So like doing citations well is super impactful because you're killing two birds with one stone. And then what that's doing is raising you up in the maps. You're gonna get more phone calls and then you service those clients well. You ask them to leave a review. Now you're creating the opportunity for more user metrics on something you've already created. And it's just this nice cycle that starts to work. If I were to start, where would I start with citations? There's hundreds and there's thousands of these things out there. So the place that I would start is understanding that there's different types and different levels of importance. A really good place to start is actually just using Bright Local. So Bright Local is a vendor that we use at RocketClix. What it does really well is it does the data aggregators really well. So what data aggregators are big data companies that are the primary source data for lots of different places online. So Google uses them as a reference and there's several of them. There's data aggregators for maps, there's data aggregators for businesses. And using Bright Local, you'll spend $100 once a year, keep renewing it every year. It will manage these for you. Your citations will be done correctly through them. We don't use them for citation building for the other sites, but we do use them for that stuff. So that's super important, is getting in the data aggregators. The second is getting in the most primary citations. We call them high quality citations. There's a list of those. I think there's about 100 or so. Making sure that you're in all of those is important. You can get these lists on OnBright Local, WhiteSpark is another really good source of information as it pertains to like, which ones should I consider? Then you want to move into your industry ones. So those are for the law spaces or things like findlawlawyers.com, hg.org. There's a whole list of them. Mm-hmm. Again, you can find top industry citations on those same sites that I referenced before. And then lastly, you're going to go to local citations. So things that are specific to your specific location. So in Milwaukee, there's a couple different chambers of commerce that we use. In Naperville, there's different ones. There's not overlap. We don't put them in all of them. We put them in the ones that are relevant to them. So those are kind of that would be the order of importance that I would use. Data aggregators, primary citations, industry, and then local. What you'll see from that, if you're being intentional and specific, you'll see your results raise much more quickly if you're less intentional and you're kind of sloppy in the process, because Google will find the information faster and it will reference it more quickly together.
Interesting. So that's number one, citation. Number two, you talked about your strength of your overall website and how often it's cited. So some of that's overlap because they're cited from some of these directories. What about backlinks? How hard or how difficult are those to achieve? Because I know I've got probably 1,000 emails, people wanting to trade links over the years.
It depends. So what I would say is the amount of backlinks you're going to need is going to be highly dependent on how competitive your marketplace is. So whether or not you need it after you do the citation process that we talked about is going to be determined by how competitive your marketplace is. So somewhere in downtown Chicago, we'll definitely need support for more backlinks. Something in Appleton, Wisconsin, will not.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very different marketplace. So, and there's all levels in between. And that's one of the things that we were able to really master as it pertains to how we go and launch all these different locations. We were able to figure that out.
And then with respect to reviews, and I know there's whole companies that do nothing but try to get you reviews. So I know there's a lot of spam in this area. What's our philosophy? How do you approach reviews for our firm?
We like to review everybody. So we use an NPS scoring system internally. We use it at several different points in the client journey. So that we can identify opportunities to go get reviews, and then we plug them into, depending on their responses, we plug them into different campaigns as it relates to doing solicitation requests for those. It is now illegal to pay for reviews, so I wouldn't do that. So if you're looking on Fiverr for something like that, you're gonna get in big trouble. So, but it is totally above board to ask your clients for reviews. I would encourage everybody to do that. It's something that does two things. One, it'll improve your service, because if you know you're going to hold yourself accountable to asking, can you leave me a review after you do service, you're probably more likely to deliver great service, which in turn will drive you more revenue because you're going to get more referrals, and it will help your map ranking. So you're going to get a network effect of not only am I going to get referrals from somebody because they are willing to give me a review and I'm comfortable asking, but when they leave it, it's also going to raise you up in the map rankings because now you're going to influence the user metrics overall. So there's a lot of benefits to it. So I would encourage people to do that.
Yeah. And I know you and I did a whole podcast a couple of weeks ago on Net Promoter Score, NPS, and how we go about doing that. So when you say we review everyone, meaning we send a review request to all of our clients.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Anything else on maps that you think is critical to share?
I guess another thing that I would consider is at the beginning, are you going to be a single or multi-location business? It's a big pain to move a single location business to a multi-location business structure. So considering that up front and kind of taking a 10-year view, what do I want this to be, is important because it helps you set your site up correctly. But it's not an unbreakable problem that can't be solved. It's just
saves a lot of pain later.
Yeah, you're not reinvesting and you're not doing rework. Because you're going to end up doing rework, and you'd rather invest those dollars into more clients versus reworking something that hopefully doesn't reduce the number of clients you're already getting.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you again, as always. Yeah. And how would someone get a hold of you, Tony?
Just go to rocketclicks.com and look at our website and fill out our form on the bottom of the homepage. Or if you click the big red button on the mobile site, you'll get a hold of Tyler. So,
and he's always fun to talk to. So,
yes.
Very good. Cool. Thank you.